Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Babbitt here on Sports Grid. This is Game Time Decisions. I'm your host, Kevin Walsh. Appreciate Ariel Epstein stopping by with us. Great to have her back here on the grid for a little bit, talking some Thursday night football. The Philadelphia Eagles, a 6.5-point favorite, total 48.5 against the Minnesota Vikings for the Eagles home opener. We're going to have Donnie Wrightside stop by in about 10 minutes' time here to help us break down the game and the baseball board. I will give you a baseball pick, though, from myself here. Chicago White Sox, Minnesota Twins. The Twins on the road, flirting with a minus 200 status in this baseball game. We've talked a lot about hitter-pitcher history, pitcher location. Jose Urena's got the ball for Chicago. It's bad everywhere. ERA's above 8, all over the place. No bueno. But the hitter-pitcher history is not good. The only guys that made any sense were Carlos Correa, who's out of this lineup tonight, and Jorge Polanco. So instead of RBI shots, instead of team totals, I took a Jorge Polanco total base prop over 1.5. We're able to grab that at plus 105. Here's the story. Hitter pitcher history. Jorge Polanco, 7-for-7 lifetime against Urena. It's hard to ignore that. Now, the concerning thing is 6 of those 7 hits are singles. One extra base hit. A double, a triple, a home run cashes this in one swing. A multi-hit game would pay better than over 1.5 bases. But Polanco's been hot. He's gotten a base hit in 8 of his last 10 games, and in this 10-game window, he's recorded 5 extra base hits. So I like my chances tonight because he can get an extra base hit. He's hitting well at the plate against a guy he's hit well at before. And if not, Minnesota's a huge favorite against a bad pitcher, and he's batting high up in this lineup, second in the spot. 5 at-bats for Polanco is totally live, if not more. And if we're able to get that number up and big in terms of ABs, then we've got a great chance here tonight to cash an over 1.5 total base prop. Let's get our radio audience into the fold here. Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. I'm your host, Kevin Walsh, here on Game Time Decisions. Let's talk, by the way, quick reminder, the Sports Grid app is live on the Apple Store as well as Google Play for all Android users. We've talked about it tonight. Everything that you need to get set for this game, player prop projections, latest information on injury analysis, as well as we still wait for some key words on Christian Darrisaw and who's going to be out there for the Minnesota Vikings and that offensive line. So make sure you are locked in on the Sports Grid app. Smarter to be on Sports Grid, the best way that you can get set for tonight's game, along with, of course, being right here on Game Time Decisions. Let's get to the college football board. I'm on both these games. We start with Miami and Bethune-Cookman. Big number, 53.5. Let's take a look here. Has this thing moved at all? Ranked team, Miami, they beat Texas A&M 48-33. This number goes up to a 54 at one spot. 53.5 a lot. In fact, you can find a 54.5. This total's been climbing as well. The total didn't make any sense to me. I now regret not betting over 59.5. 63.5's popping at some shops. That total was wrong. It is what it is. It's fine. We grab the 53.5 points here with Bethune-Cookman. First of all, let's just think about the spot for Miami. Huge win against Texas A&M. Beat a ranked team. Beat them down. Hang 48 on them. Five touchdown passes for Tyler Van Dyke. Statement win. You're ranked. You're not playing a super short week here on a Thursday night. Are you really running out to the window here, putting up 65 points in this football game? I don't believe that Miami will be doing that. And I try and go through some of the history here. If you take a look at Mario Cristobal, Oregon, last year, early season game at Ohio State. Huge upset over the Buckeyes. The following week, they play Stony Brook as a 42-point favorite, 48-47 your final score. Yes, it was right on the number, but it was 17-7 at half. So that's why I think it's a slow start for Miami. And when you're laying this kind of a number, again, there's a 40.1 win, 41-point victory there against Bethune-Cookman. When you're laying that kind of a number, it really, you have to start early. Excuse me. You have to start early if you are the Hurricanes, and I don't think they will in this spot. I like the 53.5 points here in this game. Memphis Navy. I mentioned that this Navy offense is terrible. They are unimaginably bad. They scored 3 points against Notre Dame, and I might listen to an argument that that was a better performance offensively than what they actually ended up doing in their game against Wagner. It was 24-0 as a final score. Navy, by the way, catches 13.5 tonight against Memphis. Pardon me. We're live, people. It's a 13.5-point line tonight against Memphis. Memphis defense has been playing well. But the game against Wagner, 24-0 might look fine. They were a 43.5-point favorite in that game, Navy. 43.5. That means that they missed their team total by 3 touchdowns. They didn't get close. So what do we do with this game? A part of me says you take Memphis. Maybe you take the under. It's tough. I don't trust anything about Navy. I'm not laying nearly 2 touchdowns against the Service Academy. That's always a rule that I try and abide by. What I will do, and this is the quick pick here, is take Seth Hennigan over a passing prop of 258.5. Let's go through his numbers so far this season, okay? Week number one, he throws for 334 yards. He does so in a 42-point victory. Huge rout. Tonight's spread supposed to be tighter. Week two, just under this number, he throws for 239. But again, a 34-point win. Pardon me. A 34-point win. So he's doing this now in these 35-point wins. Tonight's game, the number is just 13.5. And last year against Navy, he threw for 400 yards. Unfortunate scene here. I got to get a little more water in me. Take a look. 258.5, though, is that Seth Hennigan number there. I hear Donnie in the background. Donnie, I need that cough button, brother. We're dying, man. We're dying up here. That's all right. We're coming up against this break. Nevertheless, he threw for 415 last year against that Navy defense. Sam Hartman threw for 251 in a rout, and he did so in just 23 attempts. We know Memphis likes to go fast. They're going to go fast here in this spot. And that number of 258.5 looks way too light. It's higher at other books. It should be higher. Make sure you grab yourself that 258.5. So again, Jorge Polanco over 1.5 total bases. Great numbers against Jose Arena. A bad pitcher. Curious if Donnie's targeting him. He's going to be here in just a couple of moments. Hopefully he talks a bunch.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Thune-Cookman, plus 53.5. Not the spot for Miami to run out here and hang 70 on them like they did last year. I know that's what they did. I think it'll be fine. And then Seth Hennigan, the Memphis quarterback, to over 258.5 passing yards, threw for 415 against Navy last year, has been having big, big passing performances this season in monstrous 30-40-point victories so far. Just a 13.5-point line should keep him throwing all game. The break couldn't come a moment sooner. Donnie Wrightside's back on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here. Game time decisions. I'm your host, Kevin Walsh. Telling you, the voice is going to be fine now. And if it's not, I got my man Donnie Wrightside in the mix here at DRS. It's a big night. Birds are on. Let me guess. Phone call came down. They said the kid was struggling. We had to call you to come in and save me.
Always. I mean, this has been this way for 2.5 years. Always saving Kevin in the middle of shows, before shows, after shows, that encouragement. There's many times we had phone calls where Kevin was tearing up on the phone. I said, calm down, kid. You got this. You're okay.
That never happened, man. That never happened once. Look, we're going to get to the game tonight, but I do want to get your thoughts on the baseball board here.
Yeah.
I know it's not great. The Rangers already just tacked on one against Toronto here. Gausman versus Eovaldi. Seager went deep. Did you do anything with the Toronto-Texas game?
Like, we previewed it this morning, and my thought process was the same. Like, Eovaldi coming back, he was a very good pitcher before he got injured, comes back, lit up a little bit, looks like he needs a bounce-back performance. But I thought Gausman was the better pitcher overall tonight. So even though they are down 1-0, you can't change and switch around. I thought Toronto, Kevin, was actually the play tonight here.
Yeah, I think it makes sense with Gausman there. Obviously, not great that Seager, you know, was able to hit him right away, but it's early in that game. What's it called here? Now, Boston and the Yanks, Nick Robertson, I mean, what's even, Clark Schmidt's got the ball. Also, why does it say doubleheader two? This can't be doubleheader two if it's the only game they played today. I've been annoyed by that all day. Anything with the Yankees and the Red Sox?
Yeah, nothing really there except, you know, Nick Robertson on the mound. You're taking a look, Kevin, last 30 days. He's faced 8 batters here. You're taking a look at Clark Schmidt. I mean, the bigger news here is the Boston Red Sox firing their, I guess, general manager, president of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom. So that probably takes center stage. But if I'm looking at this game and being honest, probably leaning towards the Boston Red Sox, but not much on this. Two teams not playing for much down the backstretch of September. Yeah. This is where you get yourself in trouble when you pick sides. More likely to pick totals on pitchers that shouldn't really be in Major League Baseball, maybe getting the start. Starts like they are tonight.
Hold on a minute now. I just saw the Rockies Giants game got canceled. You gotta be
correct.
Kidding me.
It's probably the best game of the night offensively. Yeah. Cold weather, rainy conditions. Yeah.
I'll grow up. Put a dome on it then. To send the game to Houston, right? I mean, come on now. What are we doing here? Do you like anything? This is gonna be good because we're talking baseball this whole segment. I don't care. You like anything in the Orioles-Rays game, Bradish Savali?
Yeah. That game actually has a decent look here because you take a look at a four-game stretch. But, you know, Kevin, by the end of this, you take a look if Tampa Bay rolls through Baltimore, they're back in first place in the AL East. Wild. We thought Baltimore had this already wrapped up, and Tampa Bay losing pitchers, losing players. We didn't give them, at least I didn't give them much respect here coming down the stretch, and here they are. Tonight, though, this game actually does play to an under. Savali's on the mound last 30 days, Kevin. 107 batters that he's faced, a 122 ISO power number, and a 286 weighted on base percentage. Combined lefty and righty hitters. That's fantastic. Flip it over to the other side. Kyle Bradish. Take a look at him on the mound today. 93 batters, Kevin, he's faced over the past 30 days. An 0.93 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 239. If we take a look at the card today overall, and again, it's a minimum card, but we had 14 pitchers over the past 6 weeks, Kevin, that had a minimum of 20 innings. If we take a look at Bradish, he's number 2 on the card today with a stellar xFIP of 2.89. So maybe a slight lean towards Baltimore, but the better version for me is playoff atmosphere. You're playing for a lot here. This series has a lot of meaning to it. Even though both of these teams will be in the playoffs, maybe an under is the best look here overall.
All right, makes sense. Totals an 8. That one's about to come off of the board here. There's one game left.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I was excited to talk about that Rockies game. Admittedly, I hadn't noticed that it popped off. So White Sox Twins, is all that we have left here on this slate. Urania Maeda, look, on the surface level, the ERAs are bad for both. Minnesota's a big road favorite here against Chicago. Kind of one of those games where you go, oh, that's why Minnesota's a lock to make the playoffs, because the rest of the AL Central is abysmal here. Total's a 9. Did you bet anything in this game?
Yeah, let's go over the total in this one. It makes sense. Take a look at Kento Maeda the last 30 days, Kevin. He's really struggled. 108 batters that he's faced. And if you break it down, it's 276 ISO combined lefty and righty, 421 weighted on base percentage combined lefty and righty. But take a look at the total picture here. 69 lefties he's faced, Kevin, a 226 ISO power number and a 372 weighted on base percentage. Take a look at 39 batters he's faced from the right side, 361 ISO power number and 506 weighted on base percentage. Not a great look. There's some really good names in the lineup for the White Sox. They just haven't performed all year. But if there's one night that they can get it back, it's going to be against Kenta Maeda. Flip it over to the other side. Jose Urania for the season, Kevin. 114 batters faced, a 398 ISO, and a 482 weighted on-base percentage. The one thing you got to like about the Minnesota Twins, Kevin, they got some pop in their lineup. If we look at the lineup tonight, you take out two players, Krylov and Vasquez. Everybody else positive on weighted on-base percentages here. Forget about the sides. Just go with the hitters tonight. They should get over the total.
All right, there you go. Add the 9 to the card then if you want and get a little juice on that baseball board. I took the Polanco over 1.5 bases. You know, I feel like I know the answer to this already, mainly because I talked to you 5 hours ago. But you're not betting the college football tonight, are you?
No.
Are you retired as a college football bettor?
See, I had a very good – here's the problem, though, right? Because Saturday basically is my only family day here. I mean, come on. I got to balance the – I got to balance you. I got to balance the job. I got to balance the wife and the kids and all that stuff that goes into it here. So Saturday's my day off. I keep track of it here, but I do feel like I'm retired from betting on college football. My favorite team, the Miami Hurricanes. Kevin comes on the radio today and goes, hey, you betting your boys tonight? What are my boys? The Eagles? No, the Hurricanes are playing. I had no idea Miami's playing football tonight. That's how in tune I am right now.
Yeah, I just don't like that you basically ended your college football season with like a 5-0, 6-0 record. That didn't even make sense.
Fantastic.
Like most people in your spot are like, oh, I gotta find time to cap the college football board. And you're just like, nah, all right, man, make a couple different videos and I'll get it over. Just leave me alone. I ain't touching that stuff, which is fantastic. I like that you say you have to balance me like I'm somewhere on the slate. Look, so then let's just talk about the Eagles-Vikings. By the way, you're not getting out of this. You're still sticking around the next segment. It's great that my voice is fully back, too. We'll do the side. Again, I know it's not your favorite angle here, but if you were getting involved with the 6.5-6, what would you look for?
It would be the Philadelphia Eagles. I would take them because the simple adage, Kevin, most of the time, if you pick the winner of the game, you're probably going to cover the spread. Now, if you're a dog price there, of course, you're going to win the game and cover the line outright. But you're taking a look at a game that's under a touchdown. Could I see this coming down to the wire? Technically, yes. Am I in love with laying the 6 points with the Philadelphia Eagles? Not necessarily. But you also have to take a look at it here. Jalen Hurts doesn't lose in the regular season. He's on an unbelievable streak. I believe it's 18 of 19 games that he's previously won straight up in the regular season and also at home. He is fantastic. You saw last week a little bit of a tougher environment, fought through it, and they asked Nick Sirianni, Kevin, after the game, hey, you know what? You're going to give a little bit of thought process next year in the preseason to play some of these guys. He said, absolutely. I'm going to have to look at that because we were rusty on offense. I expect that rust to get knocked off tonight. They should move the football, and if I'm thinking the Eagles are going to win the game, then they're going to cover the 6.5.
Yeah, I agree. The numbers moved. You know, look, I blame this on you. Like, I'm not much of a side bettor. I'm going to do it a little bit more this year with kind of the NFL and, you know, some of the college spots that have popped off here. But the numbers move. Like, if you got in early, if you have 7.5, 7, but we know that makes a difference. I know that the extra point stuff is stuff that people talk about where what are key numbers anymore, but – look, there's a flat 6 out there. If you lay that with the Eagles, I think that would be still the side. It's still Cousins in prime time. Jalen doesn't lose as a favorite, too. Like, you mentioned that this morning, Don. Hurts just doesn't lose. Like, it's been going on now for a while.
Yeah, it's true, and that plays into it here. The Eagles have a wonderful home field advantage tonight. No excuses on either side. Now, the Eagles are dinged up. We'll talk about that after the break, but I'm just going toe-to-toe. Kirk Cousins doesn't play all the way. And by the way, the Eagles by far are the more talented team tonight. If that talent prevails on offense, Kevin, the Eagles will be in the 30s, and good luck chasing them down.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the total. You and I talked, obviously, this afternoon a little disagreement between us, whether it's an over or an under game. I think that's up to Minnesota. The Eagles will do whatever you want. If Minnesota isn't going to be able to match it, then he goes, all right, we'll run. We can run all day with you. But if Minnesota's struggling, then the Eagles are, all right, let's hunker down, hammer down, and then it's, you know, it's Penny, it's Swift, it's Scott. It's a little bit of everything here. All right, we're taking a break. We're going to come back. We'll get some more of Donnie's thoughts on this game between the Eagles and the Vikings, some player props. Here it's Game Time Decisions on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh, joined by Donnie Wrightside, talking a little Thursday night football here. Eagles-Vikings. Philly's a 6.5-point favorite. Total in this game is 48.5. So, Donnie, of all the, because I know you got a couple things for tonight, what's your favorite bet for this game?
Are we just talking side total? Favorite bet?
No. Forget the side total, because I know you're more interested in the props.
Yeah, like I do think we get points tonight. So 48.5 to the over, I think, does make some sense. But I'm all wrapped up on a lot of props tonight, and mostly from an Eagles perspective. And quite frankly, DeAndre Swift is really at the epicenter of my plays here. I got him tied into his rushing props, over 50 yards in rushing props, finding pay dirt tonight. So I'm expecting a lot. And let me preface this to the people, like this, well, as my process, I like to say, going through it here. Week number one, you see what you see here. You got to listen to the coaches in the press conferences during the week and see how the things are going to evolve. The reason why I'm all wrapped up in DeAndre Swift is Kenneth Gainwell is down. It seems like the next man up on a dominant offensive line team that I think is going to win the football game, which means I should be getting 10 plus touches, not out of the backfield, just rushing out of DeAndre Swift tonight. And if I'm looking at the goal line, he should be the goal line back, just as if Gainwell was the previous week. But also hear me out on this, Kevin. Those thought processes could go up in smoke tonight. Usually by about week three, you know the tendencies of the team, you know the rotations that they like, and you can sink in. So this week, you're still feeling around almost like without a radar saying, okay, let me try to piecemeal this together. But the guy I keep coming back to tonight, not only Dallas Goedert, whose number rose from 42.5 for reception yards to 48.5, and I still agree with it. He probably will get 50-plus yards tonight. But the guy that I think is the sweet spot for me tonight is DeAndre Swift. I expect a big night. When I say big night, Kevin, 60 yards on the ground and a touchdown, that cashes everything.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I saw his rushing plus receiving number is 53.5. What I was looking for, I want some alt numbers on him, Donnie, just because if it is Swift tonight, he's going to go wild, isn't he?
Yeah, and he also has the capabilities, Kevin. You're not talking about a plodding running back like it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. He's got some juice. And what you're looking for tonight, Kevin, in the first quarter, give me a 16, 17-yard run, and away you go here. Just get him in rhythm early. He should be able to hit those numbers. I would be surprised with everything you hear if there's an even backfield split here with Penny and Swift. Swift is going to be the guy tonight to showcase, and that's what I'm riding tonight primarily.
Look, I will say, though, they've now hung the Rashad Penny alts, plus 320 for 60 yards, plus 220 for 50. Like, if you go through the Rashad Penny game logs, like 12 yards, 15 yards, 127 yards, it's most ridiculous. Like, so if Rashad Penny can get going here, I would try and get yourself plus money, maybe lower the units and then kind of approach it that way. Are you betting anything outside of DeAndre Swift props-wise for this game?
Yeah, I got a couple other things here. I do like, as I said, Dallas Goedert. And also, I'm not afraid to pay juice here and sort of leverage that environment, because if you take a look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, DraftKings Sportsbook, you get a lot of those profit boosts out there that you can use to your advantage. One of those, Kevin, buying down on the tight end tonight. I think TJ Hockenson is going to be a pretty popular play. Everybody apparently is over his receptions total. I'm looking more towards the yards tonight. I think he gets a lot of targets, don't get me wrong, but I bought it down to 25 yards for TJ. And also, if we flip it over to Dallas Goedert, 25 yards. Donnie, that's ridiculous, but I got it around a minus 150 or less price here to parlay those two together. Just looking to pick up some easy shots. And also, Kevin, you know, we're leaving out tonight Jalen Hurts. 1.5 touchdown passes, again, extremely low. I know it was low last week, and he didn't get there, but I like to call that circumstances because the Eagles got the early lead. It was rainy out. You just didn't want to blow the game, maybe being a little bit more methodical on your approach. I think they open up because we do have to remember, Kevin, I know he can run a ball in. I know Swift can run a ball in, but you're taking a look here at that wide receiving core. A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and also your tight end, Dallas Goedert. Those guys got to eat, and Jalen Hurts is fantastic. And, oh, yeah, let's remember, one of the best offensive lines in football is going to be on the Eagles' side tonight. They should move the ball, which means if you're going to score at least 4 touchdowns, which I anticipate, yeah, you get a couple on the ground. But Jalen's throwing 2 of those tonight.
Listen, I don't disagree. Tonight, I mean, you 504. I mean, it was just the perfect game.
Yeah, what happened?
The perfect game for, I don't know. What happened? What happened to the
touchdown
to the beautiful world
half?
We used to live in? Oh, my God. Each team for a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown. Could you imagine? So you're basically just waiting on a Vikings rushing touchdown.
I think they have
it
that
been
tonight,
so
though,
good.
Don't they?
No,
is it the
do
one,
they?
Don't they have a 1-1? No? Yeah, there you go. Oh, wait a second.
I can't even
each
keep
team to score a rushing and a passing touchdown tonight, plus 195. Not enough for me.
Yeah, not enough. Did you see the boost, A.J. or Jefferson, to lead the game in receiving yards?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good one, to be honest. Like, you're probably leaning towards you get the banger there in Justin Jefferson. We expect him to lead it close to 95 yards or so on FanDuel tonight.
Yeah.
But if we're looking from a big banger perspective for the Philadelphia Eagles, it probably would be A.J. Brown. I mean, Devonta Smith has a chance to go off, but that's not a bad one. But, however, I didn't play that, so I didn't play that one tonight.
Yeah, I'm staying away because I can – it just – I wish everyone who takes it good luck. I already can. Jefferson had 50 yards and Devonta Smith went for $120. How's that feel? Not good, man. Not good. Leave me alone. I want nothing to do with that there. I'm on the Jalen Hurts over longest completion. 6 games last year, he threw for 250 plus. His prop tonight, 248.5. In the 6 games with 250 plus, he threw a 40 yard pass in all of those. I do think you're going to see Jalen Hurts let this ball rip here tonight. And again, it's another reason why, despite my lean under, I'm staying away. Because I see what Donnie is talking about here, where this game does get absolutely explosive shootout territory. So that's one of the numbers I'm on. We talked about the DeAndre Swift receiving yards prop, 14.5 with Gainwell out. I think you see 5 or more targets. They just will not hang alt numbers on the DeAndre Swift receiving number, which is fine. But in terms of yards, if you wanted to add his total catches at 2.5, you certainly could. But I usually, and Don is the same, prefer to bet yards than receptions. That's just kind of always been the way that I typically play in these markets. If I get a big catch, then fantastic, and that's what I'm going to be looking for. Anything else, Don? Because I'll ask you a couple things about the weekend, but anything else in this game you wanted to get to?
Yeah, the one thing that is going to be interesting to me, too, because you try to extrapolate what you got out of last week, right? New England Patriots in the rain. Bill Belichick, one of the smartest defensive minds of all time, 5-6 months to get ready for the Eagles. They don't have that here for the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings weren't preparing for the Philadelphia Eagles in the offseason. They were really preparing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you got them on a short week, 3 or 4 days. Therefore, if your offensive scheme is in, you should have the advantage, quite frankly, over the defense. But the reason I'm bringing up the Philadelphia Eagles is for Jalen Hurts, not for his arm, Kevin, for his leg. 46.5 yards is his number. He ran a lot last week, but more measured runs. Hey, I'm not going to take hits. I'm going to get down 2 to 3 yards after the line of scrimmage if anybody comes near me. It'll be interesting to see if he can break one off this week. I didn't play those Jalen Hurts numbers, but again, Kevin, we're still in those look-see modes. After this week, you're going to be able to go full go and see what some of these opportunities would be, but these are the ones that you would even take a look at last year. Like, hold on, you're automatically betting Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown on the ground. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they get at the 3-yard line, they just barrel in 2 straight plays, and he gets the quarterback sneak. And the same thing with so many weapons at wide receiver, it's usually man-to-man coverage downfield. Jalen Hurts escapes for a 20-yard gain, and you got that. I'm just interested to track Jalen Hurts' 46.5-yard rushing number tonight to see how that goes.
It's a good point. And again, we talked to the touchdown score number makes sense as well. If they get there, it'll be him. So, like, more so than anyone. And that's why, like, the Rashad Penny number maybe doesn't make as much sense, right? Like, Swift can get there through explosion. Rashad Penny, you might be looking more so for the goal line carry. I know Penny's an explosive runner, but he's obviously just a little bit of a bigger back. And again, maybe Boston Scott's the goal line. Who the heck knows with that stuff? Now, I know this is a dangerous question to ask you, but who was your money line dog last week, and how did you do?
Oh, Oh, it was the Giants. I thought the Giants were going to be an underdog performer there and got absolutely smoked last week, which shows you that week number one, me reading the tea leaves, oh, going to be a competent franchise, the Giants. Now I'm starting to turn back on them, and I would love to post a ticket on Daniel Jones throwing 10.5 or 11, I should say, touchdown passes. Look at the idiot Donnie Wright said went over 17.5. Should have known better.
I won't say I told you so. Nevertheless, have you started to eye up the money line, dog? I know it comes to you in the morning, but I'll just say this.
Yeah.
If you start 0-2 on money line dog, I have to blame Ben. Because for two straight years, the money line dogs were hot. What changed? Yeah. Not you. It would have to be Ben's fault.
Yeah, no, it would be Ben's fault here. If you're trying to eye up games, because quite frankly, and also we used to have that benchmark last year. We weren't picking games like, oh, let me take +1.5. Like we were doing 6 and 7 point favorites there last week. If I had to right now, it seems like the easiest one to go with. Probably the Baltimore Ravens getting points against the Cincinnati Bengals. But I haven't made up my mind what I want to do just yet. And again, it's tough, man. First 2 weeks of the season, you're basically guessing or trying to put some guesstimates out there. That's maybe the way I'm leaning right now there.
Look, that's fair again, but I asked that question, but I also don't want you to lock in anything because the way you decide, you have to kind of get your time there. Have you circled any other games that are really catching? You told me you're interested in New England, right? Come Sunday night.
I'm not interested in New England to win the football game, which you have a legitimate chance to do that, to be honest. But I do like New England Patriots here, team total. I think if you're going to get into a game with the Miami Dolphins, you're not beating them 21-17. You better get into the 20s, and I believe they're hovering around 22.5. Another one that's really interesting to me, keep an eye on the practice reports and the injury information, because out of Green Bay, it doesn't look good. You know who the best player was last week? Aaron Jones, probably not going to play this week. Watson, their top wide receiver, probably not going to play this week. And going on the road, watch out for Atlanta starting 2-0 on the season with a win over the Packers.
Get involved, man. Desmond Ridder, is he terrible? You never know. They don't let him throw the football, so it doesn't really matter. But that's not what they are playing 1980s football in Atlanta, man, with Bijan and Algier. DRS, what do you want to do it again tomorrow? What's the story? We booked it permanently?
Hey, man. Ticker's running right now, brother. So, you can do it anytime you want.
Let me tell you something. I know you heard the noise in the background. Buddy signed in early to get that clock a little bit hot right off the gate, man. That's Donnie Wright. Todd, he'll be on the early line tomorrow with Ben Stevens. We're back on the Game Time next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Miami's already in the end zone. That's not exactly what I signed up for here. Nevertheless, it's game time decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. We got the in-game live crew here in a minute, but before we get to that, let's get to a same-game parlay for Thursday Night Football from Davis Matic.
All right, folks, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. The National Football League gets our attention tonight with the Minnesota Vikings traveling to play in primetime on Thursday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles. Definitely going against Kirk Cousins in this one, taking the Philadelphia Eagles money line. Thought the Eagles looked fine in week one. Would have preferred a little bit more out of their offense, but the Patriots defense rather stout, feeling pretty good. We are going to take the under on 48.5, just kind of betting on the trends in the NFL right now. Defenses seem to be ahead of offenses. Short week. Don't really love the Vikings offense that much in this spot against a rather tough Eagles defense. Then we are going to take DeAndre Swift, not Rashad Penny or Boston Scott, to score an anytime touchdown. Kenneth Gainwell has been ruled out of this game. Swift played very sparingly last week. Nick Sirianni admitted that he does need to get DeAndre Swift more touches. I think Swift is the most talented back in this backfield, and he can score without a red zone or green zone touch, so feeling pretty good about that. And then we are also going to take the Justin Jefferson all over on 125 receiving yards. When Jefferson does it, he does it big. Easily cleared this last week against the Buccaneers. I feel that the same thing is entirely possible this week, and this is going to give us a juicy 3,276 same game parlay on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Eagles money line over 48 and a half, DeAndre Swift anytime touchdown, and Justin Jefferson over 125 receiving yards. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're back with you right here. Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. That's Joe Ranieri and maybe my new number one enemy, Dave Sharapan. Joe, you know this guy now is only showing up in gear that's an insult to me? He wore full Red Sox regalia yesterday. Who's even caring about Major League Baseball anymore, Joe? I don't like it.
So I don't know what took you so long, because everyone else hates him. So the fact that you just got on board right now is beyond me. So I don't know what took you so long, Walsh. I mean, my goodness, you were the only holdout. Everyone else put an extra.
Oh,
I've already discussed it with him switching outfits mid-game, depending on who's winning the game. Like, I'm done. Oh, I am geez. Done. Serves you right for having him on.
Let's get this thing straight here. Hold on. Okay. Yesterday, I showed up in the Red Sox stuff out of a sign of respect and love. Okay. Today, I show up in the Viking stuff to make sure that I put the mush on. People keep telling me when you wear the uniform, that's what the team loses. So I came on your show dressed in full Fran Tarkenton, Randy Moss throwback, whatever, Viking stuff. Every rhombus and parallelogram's on the Vikings. We got to take them down together.
He's got a target. So you got the Fran jersey underneath the Randy jersey? And what?
The Fran t-shirt. What do we, old school Viking t-shirt underneath.
And this guy's out of control.
Come on.
Look, let me just start with this quickly. Ranieri, because you're in Miami, that means you automatically know everything going on with the Miami Hurricanes. Did you? I took the 53.5 points tonight. Did you bother with the college slate?
No, Miami always beats Bethune there to like a bloody pulp. It's like an annual tradition down here. It is really not even worth looking at it here, but it will give some of those, third stringers, third and fourth stringers. Actually, I think they actually give shoulder pads to a couple of people at Hard Rock as well, who might want to get involved and beat the snot out of them. So it's a nice payday for Bethune, but nothing challenging whatsoever or worth playing as far as I'm concerned.
Look, again, the thought, last year they beat him 70-13. My thought is, Joe, and I already know how this is going to go, it's fine. But right. Miami just got such a big win, and now it's a Thursday night game. It's like, who cares? Win the game 45-7 and go home, which is still a piece of domination, right? But as you can see there, I also did take Seth Hennigan over 258.5, little Jorge Polanco, 1.5 bases. Dave, we'll get to the football in a second. What are you looking at outside of the NFL game?
Oh, well, the college game, apparently all the, rhombuses and parallelograms, at the hipsters, they're on Navy and under. So got to keep an eye on that when Joe and I go and do in-game live. We'll have that paying attention. You're right about the baseball. Tonight's baseball taking a complete pass as far as paying any attention. We had some games earlier today. That was good. Thursday is officially the start. Thursday is officially the start of Thursday night football. And, you have to pay attention to that. We'll be watching the NFL. K-Dub, I wrote this one down. I wanted to ask you, which half scores more, first half or second half?
So I've been thinking under in this game, because I know Joe will have a take on the total. So I've been, I know. I'm trying to get better at this stuff here, which is, Ranieri, is this an under tonight? Total's 49, at the highest number you could find right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Answer me this. Do the Vikings score 21 or more points?
Yeah, I know. Decide the whole thing.
Right. They really do here. But I think I split it in half. I took the over in the first half at 24, and I took the full game under. Because I think it'll slow down in the second half. But I do think both teams are going to come out and score some points early in this one. So over in the first half, under for the full game.
I think that makes a lot of sense, Dave. And it gives you guys a lot to do tonight, though, on in-game live. Because especially, if you can tell Minnesota has it going tonight, Dave, though, you obviously, again, like Joe will be set on the first half total, then you guys can start to adjust props and everything else that's going to be able to check in.
Yes, without a doubt. So that's interesting, because if you think it's first half, Joe, it's minus 115 both ways, which usually the second half is usually, you know, slightly favored, if not heavily favored. So to see a first half number equal to the second half number, probably Ranieri's onto something. I like that. What about this, Joe? Both teams to score a touchdown in each half. Donnie Wrightside gave that one to us earlier. Well, no, I just have a question. K-Dub, is that's got to be
Joe,
juice. That's
He's
it, right?
He's kicking me out of my chair, Joe.
I'm telling you. He's just throwing. I don't know what took you so long. But I got no problem with the whole idea of everyone scores a touchdown first half, second half. Is that the concept we're going here? I think it happens. But I'm sure don't think it gets over in a full half. Still don't think it goes full game over, though.
I'm sure Gattersall stuff worries me. I think the Vikings are going to run the ball more than people are anticipating in this spot. And we'll see if the Eagles go pedal to the metal. They can. Joe, you must have been furious. Not forget, because I know it really bothered you that you lost the cover on the Pats and all the contests. But you told me with the win total, that was a great opportunity for you to steal one game where the Eagles were favored. I think the Eagles will be fine, but I want to see if they go pedal to the metal, because they didn't do that at all. They were asleep basically the entire game against the Patriots.
They were, but the problem that I have with your Eagles right now are the injuries. Your linebacking group is thin as ever. Your secondary is now Darius Slay stays on the left side of the field the entire game. So you and I both know Justin Jefferson is going to be in every mismatch possible. Who's covering him tonight? That's the other fear that I have, not to mention Hockenson will catch balls over the middle because your linebacking crew is atrocious. So they better hurry up and get to Kirk Cousins, because otherwise he could very well pick them apart here down the field tonight.
Yeah, I took the KJ Osborne prop over 31.5. You're right. Like, Slay probably won't travel, but Kirk Cousins, whatever rep Slay is on Jefferson, why bother? Just pick on the rest of a depleted secondary. KJ Osborne is good enough. I know people are on Jordan Addison, which makes plenty of sense as well. But last week they both were targeted 6 times. So I took the lower number then, and I thought KJ Osborne made sense. Dave, this side has been moving, though. 100% were 7.5s out there. I've seen people say they've bet plus 7.5, and I know they were flat 7s. But now, Dave, we're sitting at a 6.5-6 number on Philly.
Oh, the line opened 8 before the season. It's just come down. All the 7.5s disappeared quick. 7 to go through 7. That's serious money moving it. 6 and 2 places in Vegas just moved to 5.5. So the books might end up needing the Eagles, which there won't be too many times. The books will need the Eagles. But again, these Thursday night games are so different. I don't like them very much in contests. I never use them in a contest. And the handle's good. Like, this handle will be good. Philadelphia is one of the most popular teams in the league. And I think people will look to come. The teaser special, Eagles down with the total down and over. That'll be popular. I don't know if they're going to do Eagle or Vikings up and total up and go under. But I think either way there, you couldn't go wrong.
The teaser thing, here's my favorite thing with that teaser thing. Do you know who told me that it's a bad idea to tease a total and a side in the same game? Dave. And I was like, that's good advice. And then he laughed about the fact that he never follows his own advice with that. And I adore it. But since he told me it, I stopped doing it. But I know.
Good.
I imagine he took he teased it over with the Vikings 12.5, 13. If I had to guess. I was trying to guess what he's going to try and do with that. So, Joe, I don't get to talk to you on Fridays. I don't know. Can I ask you, Joe, one of the numbers you're already looking at for Sunday spreads?
Yes. But let me just say this on your teaser thing as well, and we can incorporate it. If I'm teasing this game, I'm teasing down the favorite. I'm not teasing up the dog. So I am taking Philadelphia at home, and I'll take that down to, what is it now, 6, 6.5? Six, yeah. But any which way you cut it, I am thinking about teasing the 49ers and a whole lot of teasers here this weekend to get it down under three. So tease down the favorites. Don't tease up the dogs. It's a lot easier for the favorites who are in that, you know, 6, 7, 8 point range to cover than it is for an outright dog to get it done. So I would look definitely at, if you're going to go with Philly tonight, look pairing it with the 49ers.
Can we get that number under 6.5, by the way? The Rams offense being better than expected, totally fine. Stafford's awesome. But I do not buy their week one defensive performance. Like, I think Purdy and Shanahan will hang it on them like they do every single time they play the LA Rams, Joe.
I'm not buying it. Stafford at age 85, if given time, will pick you apart. He will have no time to pick anything. He won't even have time to pick the grass out of his face because it's going to get ugly quickly, like it has for how many years now with the Rams? Not buying it.
I totally, totally agree. That's your crew for In-Game Live tonight. Joe Ranieri, Dave Sharapan. Joe, you're great. Dave, you got to watch yourself. I'll be honest with you. You got to watch yourself, man. I don't like what you're bringing to the table. But, Joe, that's you for 2 hours. Enjoy. I'll throw you some best bets in the card on the way out next.
Nobody likes the book.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Prop projections, 5 stars. Make sure you are in the mix with the Sports Grid app. Let's get in the mix with the best app. We've talked about a lot of these numbers. I'll give you them again. But my favorite on tonight's card, Alexander Mattison over 12.5 rush attempts. What a great buy low spot. Week number one, he fills in. Obviously, he's now the man here for Dalvin Cook. Only gives us 11. Kirk threw it 44 times. Odd game. But we know it's tough to run on Tampa Bay. Here's the deal. Dalvin Cook last season actually stayed healthy and played all 17 games. 4 unders. Here's what they... So, first of all, 13-4 is a glorious hit rate, okay? But look at the unders. 17-point loss, 17-point loss to Philly. Now, if the Eagles blow them out tonight, unfortunate. I don't think it's going to be that level of a blowout. 37-point loss to the Dallas Cowboys, and then the Packers beat them by 24. Those are 3 of the 4 unders. The other, a meaningless Week 17 game where Dalvin still had double-digit carries, and so did Alexander Mattison. Mattison is going to be Dalvin Cook this year. Maybe not bar for bar, word for word, but in terms of usage, it will be there. 12.5 rush attempts is my favorite bet on this board. Other items, what do we talk about? Swift over receiving, 14.5, 15.5. He's going to get, I think, 5+ targets tonight. That's where you'll feel that Kenneth Gainwell absence, and he gets over that number of 14.5 with 5+ targets. Gainwell had himself 4 targets in last week's game. KJ Osborne is how we attack James Bradbury being out. He plays in all of the 2 wide receiver sets. Had 6 targets last week. Jalen Hurts, 37.5, longest completion, has a big night tonight. Go Birds. This is Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. We'll see you tomorrow. In-Game Live is up next.